of the program. And again, as I say every time, nearly, I'm so thankful to be able to speak with you today and to teach you the Word of God. I told you last week that this week we'd go on and talk about some things in the first chapter of Romans. And you know, we want to get right on into the Word of God because, you know, we don't have a lot of time on these programs. But listen, when people talk about things a child of God shouldn't do, they usually talk about the 17 works of the flesh. And there are many more things, as Paul said at the end of that list of 17, and such like. And you know, here in Romans we have 23 plus the spirit of uncleanness. This spirit is described in verses 17 to 27. God calls it uncleanness and describes the people who do this as giving themselves over to vile affections and dishonoring their bodies. The world calls this homosexuality or an alternative lifestyle. And I'll tell you today, it definitely is alternative to God's will, as anyone could see by reading the scripture. I've actually heard people say that we can't help it, that God made us this way. And all, friends, that just ain't true. But listen, that spirit is very evident in the world today. You know, especially with the discovery of AIDS, and that AIDS is predominantly found among male homosexual men. And you know, this is probably God's judgment on this abomination. What worries me more than this is the way that it's worming its way in among God's people. This same desire for that which is unnatural and vile is being touted by Satan as a part of normal married life. People are calling it oral sex and convincing themselves it's all right. If two men engage in oral sex, we condemn it and call them homosexuals or queers, which we should. Then we turn around and say that if a man and a woman are married, it's all right for them to engage in this oral sex with each other. The scriptures are then twisted to allow this. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers will God judge. Look again, marriage is honorable in all, commas. This is a pause in thought. What this says is the institution of marriage as ordained by God is honorable in everyone. And the bed undefiled. One of the definitions of bed is sexual intercourse, which is, of course, what he's talking about. Sexual intercourse without marriage is whoremongering, which means a person who commits fornication or adultery, which is sex with someone other than your spouse. I pray God that people will search this out and fear God with all their heart and quit dishonoring their bodies between themselves. Now let's leave this and let's go on to verses 28 through 32. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. The reprobate mind is a mind that God can't get to. In one place, the Word of God said having their conscience seared with a hot iron. It's like having a scar where you were burnt real bad. There's no feeling. You could stick it with a pen and not even feel it. The way you get that mind is to keep ignoring the leading of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. And doing that, you know you shouldn't do. Now listen, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Now listen, let's see what those things mean. You know, a lot of times people just read things and go right over, but let's see what they mean. Unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is wrong or wrongdoing as between persons. The rejection of divine law or wrong committed against it. Fornication, an illicit sexual relationship engaged in by an unmarried person. Wickedness indicates a lack in a person of those qualities which should be possessed. It means bad in character, morally, by way of thinking, feeling, or acting. It's the opposite of good. You know, some people say you can't help what you think. Boy, boy, listen, covetous, to fix your mind upon something with a strong longing for or intense desire for, to lust after, this is almost always used in the Word of God in a bad sense. But it can be for good, as when Paul tells us to covet earnestly the best gifts. If we keep our affections above, our desires will always be good. Maliciousness, harboring an ill will, spiteful, with deliberate intention to injure. This is also hatred. We as children of God cannot have an ill will at anyone. It doesn't matter what they say or do to us. The Word of God teaches us to return good for evil. To be spiteful is to purposefully annoy someone to try to get them upset. Ever had anybody seem like kind of annoy you on purpose? Tell you what, walking for God is a close walk, friends. Full of envy, the feeling of displeasure produced by witnessing or hearing of the advantage or prosperity of others. Envy desires to deprive another of what they have. We need to be thankful for our blessings, spiritual and temporal, and at the same time be glad of the blessings our brothers and sisters have, even if they apparently are better than ours. Murder. Naturally, this is in malice to take the life of another human being. Spiritually, this can be done by trying to destroy the confidence people have in someone. The tongue is an unruly member full of deadly poison. When we destroy confidence in one another, we're killing one another with the tongue. Debate. To debate is to contend, to dispute, to argue, and contention in words or arguments. Paul said, if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such customs. Arguing doesn't belong among holiness people. Contentiousness is stubborn, quarrelsome, someone who likes to argue or disagree. Deceit, that which gives a false impression, whether by appearance, statement, or influence. The Word of God said to speak the truth in your heart. If you do, you won't talk or act in a way to deceive. Some people, it seems like, will tell something 50 different ways to keep from telling a lie. Don't be guilty of talking around the mulberry bush, but just speak the truth. You know, if you tell the truth exactly like it is every time, you don't have to wonder or worry about what you said, because you'll tell it the same way every time. Speak the truth. And one of the most important reasons for speaking the truth is the Word of God said all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Malignity, an evil disposition that tends to put the worst construction on everything. The quality of being very harmful or dangerous. Having an evil influence. When we listen to a person who never has anything good to say, but's always criticizing other people, complain about everything that goes on, this is like a cancer that grows and grows until it becomes a killer. Whatever you have to do to drop it, do it. Tell them you don't want to hear it, hang up your phone, or just get up and leave. If it hurts their feelings, it might get their attention to deliver them from the fires of hell. Whispers, one who slanders others secretly. When someone tells you, I'll tell you if you won't tell anyone else, call their hand and tell them that you will tell. Or better yet, say, let's go see that person and see what they have to say. Slander is that which is harmful emotionally or spiritually. Verse 30. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Backbiters. To backbite is to slander or speak evil of a person who is not present. The difference between this and whispers is that this is done openly and the other is done secretly. Haters of God, to have a strong dislike for the ways of God. In other words, to want your own way. So many people like to say, I can't help it, that's just my ways. What you're saying is, I really don't like God's ways well enough to lay down my own. We had to die to our ways to become a child of God. If we go back and resurrect the things we died to, which were our ways, we become a transgressor. Despiteful. Despiteful is insulting treatment with contempt by one who considers themselves superior. You know, today there are people who talk about mainstream and off brands as though there were a difference among people. This causes some to look down on others with disdain, as if to kind of seem like they weren't quite as holy as them or something. If we have the Holy Ghost and endure to the end, we will all receive the same reward. If they teach heresies, then stay away. But if it's just a conflict of personalities or an old grudge, don't partake of other men's faults. Proud. Having or showing self-esteem. Possessing an unreasonably high conception of one's own excellence, achievements, positions, importance. Feeling or showing great pride, haughty and arrogant. Boasters. To brag of one's own worth, property, or action. Word of God tells us, be not wise in your own conceits. In other words, don't think too much of yourself. We are important to one another and God, as long as He gets all the praise and glory for what we do. Jesus said, if thieves hold their peace, immediately the stones will cry out. Knowing we can be replaced by a rock should deflate our ego and all our feelings of importance. Inventors of evil things. Inventor is to think up, to devise, or fabricate in the mind. Evil is having bad moral qualities, that which causes pain or trouble, harmful or injurious. This would be people's imaginations running wild, a little incident or statement taken totally out of context and added to until it is harmful. Make sure, doubly sure, that what you say is true, and if it will be harmful, even though it's true, don't repeat it. Disobedient to parents. To disobey is to do what you're told not to do, or to do that you know your parents, both natural and spiritual, would not want you to. Verse 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Without understanding means not knowing or having knowledge. The Word of God teaches us to search the Scriptures and to add knowledge. God no longer winks at ignorance. If we're ignorant, it is willful because we have God's Word and the Holy Ghost to guide us. Trying to just let the Spirit guide us without studying God's Word is like planting a garden and sitting under the shade and praying for it to be good. You can pray for it to do good, but while you're praying, you better have a hoe in your hand getting rid of the weeds. You can pray for the Spirit to guide you, but when you pray, talk to God. When you read His Word, He talks to you. Most of the time, it's better to listen than it is to talk. Covenant breakers. A covenant is a promise made to another person or to God. One who breaks a covenant is one who does not keep his word. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. For any more than this cometh of evil. Without natural affection. Natural affection is love for family, friends, fellow man, and creator. The world today teaches the opposite of this. It's now love thyself, not love thy neighbor. Implacable. It means that you cannot be appeased, pacified. Always in disagreement with the majority of the people. One whom you cannot reason with. Unmerciful is without mercy. And mercy is pity and compassion for others. The Word of God tells us, he that has no mercy shall be judged without mercy. Verse 32 says, who, knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. According to this last verse, people who do these things won't make it. You don't even have to actually do them. if you go along with or are kind of pleased or enjoy when some of these things are done, you're guilty. Listening to gossip and enjoying it, wanting to know more, seems like having pleasure in it. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, children, and we need to get under the fear of God. I want to go back and just say a word about two of those things. And you know, so many times people try to make sins different. Like maybe you can, one's not as bad as another one, but the Word of God teaches us that if you're guilty of the least, you're guilty of all. If you're guilty of sin, you're just guilty of sin. And you know, I teach at my church, or at God's church where I stand up and teach, I teach that it's sin to talk about your brothers and sisters and to run them down. And back here, two of these things out of these 23 in this first chapter of Romans, one was whispers and another was backbiters. And a whisper is somebody that's telling secret slander. And all there's so many people today that seem like they just go from house to house or telephone number to telephone number telling things and talking and running people down. And all children of God, the Word of God teaches me that that's as bad as adultery, fornication, maliciousness, and as bad as all these things here in the first chapter of Romans, that deceit, all these things, that it's the same thing. And I heard somebody said one time that they'd heard me preach that, and they said, well, said it ain't as bad as adultery and fornication and that stuff. I said, you get forgiveness for talking about people, and you can't get forgiveness for that other. I want you to know that if you talk about somebody, to run them down, to kill their confidence among the people, to destroy them, then they ain't no hope for you. You have committed sin, and just like the Word of God said in the third chapter of John, you're of the devil. He that committed sin is of the devil. Be careful. Fear God. Keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Nothing else matters. I tell you what, there's too much judging one another going on. Word of God said, with what judgment you judge, that it'll be meted back to you. Oh, thank God today. Friends, I tell you, everybody is going to give an account to God someday for what they've done in this flesh. And I pray God with all my heart that I can have mercy. I pray God with all my heart that I'm not, that I can walk in a way that I can hear Him say, well done. Because people that hear Him say, well done, it's going to be because that they done well. He's not going to say well done to you if you hadn't done well. And today, if we've got sin in our life, if we're guilty of these things, and you know, it's like I said so many times, ignorance is not an excuse. Ignorance is not an excuse. God will not accept it. When you talk about somebody, you're talking about God. I hear people say sometimes they wonder why that we're not getting our healing done like we did. Why is it that people are sick? And you know, I know people have to die, but friends, listen, Jesus said, no man do a miracle in my name and speak lightly of me. And if you speak lightly of your brother or your sister, then you're speaking lightly of Christ. And that miracle can't be performed. Word of God said, faith works by love. And I hear that quoted so much. Faith works by love. And then people go off and talk about one another. Faith works by love. And they get up in church and throw things at one another. All these things ought not to be, friends. These things ought not to be. Love the Word of God and love one another. We need to get over into the Spirit of God. This is a spiritual way. And there's too many natural things going on. There's too much that's people's ideas and opinions, and they're talking and running one another down. And we need to be into the Spirit, because the Spirit of God will lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness. Oh, I tell you, ain't it wonderful to be one of God's children? Well, you know, I tell you what. You know, let me read a verse here while the Bible's laying open here. I read that, you know, the last few verses of the first chapter of Romans. Listen to what he said in the first verse of the second chapter. Therefore, now you know, therefore means for this reason. And I guess, you know, this that's preceded up here is a reason. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. And you know, if you judge a man and talk about him, and that makes you guilty of whispering and backbiting, well, you're just as bad off as he is. That's what Paul's talking about. Be careful. The Word of God didn't set us in here to judge one another. The Word of God didn't teach us to try to find fault. And I tell them that sometimes it looks like that people are actually hunting for faults, like that God's handing out prizes if you can find them. Oh, I tell you what, you know, sometimes when you preach the Word of God and people start hollering and they don't like it, I had one man tell me one time, I said, well, if that's true, we're all in trouble, talking about one another. And I said, bud, you got that right. We're all in trouble. But, you know, I believe it was old brother Willis Brown, who was one of the old ministers way back, started preaching probably before 1920 sometime. But way back, and he said one time that you could throw a rock over in a pack of dogs, and you know which one would bark? That's right, the one that it hit. That's the one it would bark. And sometimes when people start barking and carrying on so much over what's been said, I wonder if they ain't doing it because the Word of God is hitting them. And I heard somebody say, somebody told them, said, well, I don't want to know no more. Said, if I don't know it, then I don't have to live it. But you know, that excuse won't do. God won't accept that. And you know, if you really love God and want to please Him above everything, I believe with all my heart that you'll be doing all you can, that you'll be seeking how to do better, how to live better, and not seeing how close you can get over to that line, how much of the world that you can hold on to without committing sin. You'll be trying to see how much you can hold on to without committing sin. You'll be trying to see how much of it you can get away from. Word of God teaches us to offer our body a living sacrifice. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. That's the 12th chapter of Romans, the first two or three verses there that I quoted. And all friends today, we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice. You know, a sacrifice is something you love. And we love this old body. Everybody, all of us do. And a lot of these things that goes on, we love to do them. But it's not a sacrifice unless it's something that we like. And wouldn't it be good to start laying down some of these things that we say, there ain't nothing wrong with doing, but just lay them down as a sacrifice and try to move up and get closer to God. Or wouldn't you like to get so close to God that you could walk into a room and be with people for a few minutes and then leave and then start talking about, man, what a feeling there was when they was here. Man, can you just feel that? That'd be like Jesus was when he joined himself to them brethren on the way down the road to Emmaus down there. And wouldn't it be so good to be that close to God that when you came into their presence and left, they knew that God had been there in you. That feeling was there. And that children of God belongs to us. We're supposed to be a light. We're supposed to be a light, children. The Word of God said, a city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. And I'd like to be a child of God that couldn't be hid. Well, I see that I'm about run out of time again, and I hope that you enjoy these programs. I enjoy so much doing this, and as old brother Hodges Moore used to say, this preaching is the height of my ambition. I'd rather do this is eat when I'm hungry. I appreciate all the support and the good words that I've heard from different people that have told me how they enjoyed the programs and the things that were said. And I hope that somewhere, somehow, that something I say helps you. And today, if I talk something that you don't quite understand or quite agree with, well, don't run off somewhere and talk about me. Come and talk to me. Well, you know, everybody ought to be able to sit and reason with one another. And I'd like to be able to sit and just reason with you so that if we disagreed on anything, that we could come together and come to terms with it. And I beg everybody that's listening that prays to pray for me. Pray for me. Paul said one place that a door of utterance would be open unto me. Pray for me that a door of utterance would be open, that I might declare the whole counsel of God, because declaring His counsel and serving Him is the only thing that matters. I love you, and I pray that God will keep your hearts, and that He'll let that peace that passes all understanding rule in your hearts, and that He'll help you to be able to cast all your cares and all your troubles on Him, because, friend, He truly cares for us. Until next time, this is Brother Billy saying we love you and we earnestly covet your prayers. Amen.